But first, time for the morning brief here this morning, and Miles Udlin writing about buybacks. This is something that we have been discussing a lot recently, Miles. In particular, we've been focusing, kind of zeroing in on what's been happening with retailers, because we've been in the thick of retailers reporting, a lot of them reinstating buybacks or increasing their buyback authorizations. But as you wrote about today, it's certainly not just retailers. We've been seeing it as a bigger trend.
Yeah, and the team over at Bank of America writing not about announced buybacks, but about actually executed buybacks. So these are companies coming into the market and going through, you know, a prime broker like a Bank of America and saying, I would like to use some of my X hundred millions of dollars of authorization and repurchase my own shares. The firm noting that last week we saw the most buyback activity among corporates since we had in mid-March financials leading the way. There, of course, you would expect there's going to be a little bit of a lag, right? So when these retailers, let's say, come out and announce they're increasing their authorization, there'll be some lag until they get into the market financials. They reported their earnings results almost 6 weeks ago at this point. But this chart, which we see here, comes to us from Yardeni Research, and it shows the way buybacks have come back into the market over the last couple of quarters, obviously drying up significantly in the middle of the pandemic. It was time to hunker down, preserve cash. You saw $88 billion worth of buybacks in the second quarter of last year. And we can contrast that to a pace of $200 billion a quarter that we saw in 2018. And, you know, there are some drivers there. The tax reform, most of that money was used in the form of repurchasing shares. But over the last decade, a you know, persistent bid, let's say, within the market has been corporates. It's companies coming out, announcing, and then eventually executing buybacks of their own shares. And just as a very simple overview and refresher, when you repurchase shares, you know, you are increasing the earnings of the shares that remain outstanding held by your equity shareholders, right? You reduce the denominator in the earnings per share equation. So all else equal, you are increasing the ownership stake of folks who remain, you know, static holders of the business. Warren Buffett's written extensively about buybacks, so on and so forth. But, you know, buybacks are a sign of confidence in not only your business, but also in the economic cycle and really in where the economy is going more broadly, because you are most likely, oftentimes, I shouldn't say most likely, but oftentimes you are borrowing money to then go repurchase your shares. And you believe the return on buying back your own stock is going to exceed, let's say, reinvesting into the business or going out and buying a competitor, so on and so forth. And so we've seen these announcements from retailers over the last handful of days. They have more visibility into their uses of capital, their ability to either raise capital or to, you know, spend whatever cash and equivalents are already on the balance sheet. And we've seen, you know, from the financials leading the way here, coming out of their most recent earnings period, really stepping into this market in size. And it seems like, you know, if so many of the trends that predominated before the pandemic in terms of style that leads the market, you know, growth and tech, and also just, you know, what sort of factors create the bid within the market, corporates being among that, it seems like we're picking up on a lot of those themes, again, that predominated in the 2010s as we move forward here into this new bull market. And I think it's notable to see that trend coming back into play.
But Miles, could also be a sign that things for some of these companies are unlikely to get any better than what they are now. I look at a Dick's Sporting Goods, pretty big raise on their buyback plan yesterday. Williams-Sonoma, new $1.25 billion buyback announced this morning. I find it hard to believe that Williams-Sonoma is going to put up another 51% comp increase for West Elm, really, for the next three quarters here. I'm just wondering if it's a top.
Well, but the company itself believes the shares are going to keep going up, and that's how it's going to get the return. So, you know, maybe they're not going to come up with another huge comp, but it's the bar is only, to Miles's point, the bar is only that the return on these shares and what they get out of it overcomes and is a better return than they would have in putting the cash to work elsewhere. And that assumes that the shares are going to go up, right, Miles?
Yeah, I mean, let's use the Williams-Sonoma. I got the release right here, right? So they're looking in their long term last night. They say, we're planning for net revenue growth mid to high single digits with an accelerated path to $10 billion in net revenues. So they've got a non-GAAP operating margin of 16 to 17% on their current growth rate. So if they're looking at mid to high single digit growth over the next several years. They believe that the essentially the earnings on that growth are going to be in the mid-teens. So unless they can go buy a competitor or make an investment in the business that they think will exceed a mid-teens return, which is the return that common equity shareholders are getting from Williams-Sonoma today, then they're not going to do that. They're going to take the return, right, that investors can get themselves being an investor in that. And so, I mean, you know, to Julie's point, that's all it is, right? Can you exceed a certain hurdle rate? And when you have those kinds of, you know, structural drivers within your business, when you're a Dick's Sporting Goods, and yeah, certainly, you know, that stock's at a record high and that business is in as strong a position as it's been in some time, it's very challenging for the management team at Dick's or Williams-Sonoma or some of these other companies to go out and say, well, if we rolled up competitor X, if we went and bought manufacturing capacity or warehousing capacity, logistics capacity, would that generate a return better than the 15% or whatever it is? Could be 12%, could be 20% that we can get by purchasing our own shares. And in many cases, the answer is just going to be no.
Those stock charts for those guys are pretty amazing, by the way. You saw that Dick's up 133% this year, Williams-Sonoma up something like 85%. Those Williams-Sonoma shares, by the way, are trading at a record in the wake of those numbers. So if they, I don't know how, if they did a buyback before, but if they did, that worked out pretty well for them.